Affordable housing is a hot topic everywhere, but rural municipalities have unique challenges when it comes to government assistance. Larger metropolises are in the spotlight, leaving the smaller communities in the shadows, where the tax base is considerably less and the need for affordable housing is a growing concern for the sustainability of the communities. Prince Edward County Affordable Housing Corporation held a housing summit on Monday where senior government officials MP Millette and MPP Alsop accompanied developers and board members to see firsthand several of the affordable housing sites. They met for discussion later where developers outlined their projects and spoke of the challenges. Affordable Housing Supervisor Ella Siegler tells us more. Ellis, what are the challenges for affordable housing these days?
Well, it's a matter of trying to catch up because the senior levels of government, the province and the federal government, have been out of housing, directly funding housing creation since the 80s in any big way. For both private and nonprofit housing developers, it costs exactly the same amount of money to build a market rate unit versus an affordable unit. So, this particular housing summit was about trying to find ways to leverage and to get the critical mass we need to get the attention of senior levels of government, because in Prince Edward County, we're not a big city, we're not Ottawa, we're not Toronto, we're not Kingston, we're not even Belleville. So finding ways to do that collectively.
So the MP and the MPP were here, as well as developers. You had quite a variety of people here today.
Well, we generally wanted to educate each other and also to show the provincial and federal representatives the opportunities and challenges and demonstrate the need for housing. We're only with the units that we toured today, it's at 19% of the target of affordable housing that was set by council based on data that we had. So, you know, there's a definite need and just trying to amp up the volume and get their attention.
Were you happy with the outcome today? And is there anything that you can tell us going forward?
Well, one of the reasons that we had the summit was so that the Housing Corporation and effectively the municipality could review, do a deeper dive in environmental scan. The Housing Corporation is updating its business plan, so this was part of that. And also, as a entity and as a region, looking for opportunities to collaborate. So I would say, based on the conversations that we've had and the tour and in the meeting, I think we've certainly started initiating it and got people really thinking about potential solutions.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.